The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. It is currently about 14 minutes past 10 o'clock. Our guest today in the studio, on the phone, is Patty Finan. And we're going to be talking about a special program coming up at the end of the week and some of the other activities that are going on with the Port Austin Historical Society. So thanks for being with us, Patty.
Thanks for having me, Craig.
First, a little teaser. What have you got coming up later this week?
Yeah, we're really excited about it. We're hoping to get a great crowd. Rick Mixter is going to be talking at the Port Austin Community Playhouse.
Now, people may know him from, TV.
I'm sorry?
They may know him from TV.
Yes. He's been in a lot of PBS programs and on the History Channel and the Discovery Channel and all kinds of stuff. So he's a great speaker, and he'll be talking at 7 o'clock at the Playhouse. And admission is free, so we're hoping to get a huge crowd. And it's actually the 100th anniversary of the Great Lakes Storm of 1913 to the day. So it happened on November 9th in 1913. So we're really excited about that. And he's going to give a speech and do some slides and a presentation on the storm and what happened and all kinds of information about that. And then we'll have a short intermission, and he'll do more presenting. And then I'm sure, be able to answer some questions that anybody has. So we're hoping to have a great crowd, and donations are accepted, obviously. It goes back into the History Center and our programs for next year.
And as I understand it, that storm was kind of like a superstorm Sandy. It was a couple of storm systems that just came together and really pounded the Great Lakes that time.
Right. There are a lot of shipwrecks that are out there, and probably a lot that haven't even been discovered yet that went down in that day. It was called the White Hurricane. So it was almost like a blizzard with hurricane-force winds and just really did a lot of damage. And I know there were, it was damage done along the coast here in Huron County during the storm, too. So it's just a big event in the time, obviously, and we want everybody to know about it.
I'm sure if Gordon Lightfoot was around, he'd have made a song out of it.
I think he probably would have, too.
Now, it must be hard for Rick. I mean, this takes a lot of research, doesn't it? I mean, you're going back 100 years, and, they don't have, the computer drives and everything we have today storing everything. You got to go by a lot of memories and such. So he's had to filter through a lot of information to find out what's fact, what's lore, and what could be.
Right. And I believe he does have access to deep water equipment, so he can go down and look at the shipwrecks and that, and I think he's logged quite a few of them. So I'm hoping that we'll get a lot of information about, how many ships went down and, just how high the waves were, how many feet high, and I think it'll be a very interesting talk, so I'm hoping we get a big crowd.
And again, it's free.
It is free, and
so
it's
the
7
price
o'clock
is right.
On Saturday night, the 9th, and at the Playhouse. And again, the proceeds from the donations go back into the Port Austin Area History Historical Society.
Now, you were mentioning a little bit before the show with me that there's also another person putting on a little type of presentation as well?
Yeah, we're actually going to take some of the information and the artifacts from our museum and take it down there about the storm. So we're going to have some of Rick's books and DVDs for sale, and then some of the artifacts that we actually have out in the museum all the time about the 1913 storm will be taken over to the lobby of the Playhouse so that people can look at that too.
Is this something that has been documented, tried to be documented in the past? We always find more as we go. Does some of the artifacts you have, are they, old accounts of this?
Most of it, we've got a map. I know that there's a big map that we have on the wall in the History Center now that kind of maps the storm and what happened. And I'm not sure what else Mary is bringing over from the History Center, but I'm sure, it'll all relate. We have a little display area in the museum now about the storm, and I'm sure she'll bring all of those pieces over as much as she can, as we can fit into the lobby. We don't want to take up too much room because we're hoping for a big crowd. But yeah, we want people to be able to see what we have at the museum. And we have all kinds of displays there, too, and books for sale and all kinds of stuff. So if you're looking for some really unique Christmas gifts, the History Center is open from 1 to 4 on the weekends until December 15th. So if you want to head out, we've got some great books for sale and some T-shirts and all kinds of things for sale in the gift shop at the History Center. So that's open, too, from 1 to 4 on the weekends.
Well, terrific. back in those days, you know, not like today where they could give the ships a couple of days warning that they figure this is going to happen, they all kind of get caught off guard, and I think that leads to a lot more of a large-scale disaster.
Right, right, exactly. And the shipwrecks go all the way around the coast. I mean, it's not just here in Huron County, but, you know, there's some down by Sarnia and over on the other side in Canada, too, that were all impacted by the storm. So it was a huge, huge storm, and I'm really anxious to see Rick's presentation.
And I believe this really impacted all the Great Lakes.
Yes.
It may have converged, you know, and had a epicenter where it was really bad, but all the lakes got hit by this that year.
Yes, they did. They did. And you know, the museum down in Port Huron also has an exhibit on it. And, you know, so it's just, it really did impact everybody. And if you go on the web, you can find all kinds of, you know, recreations of the event and what happened and the weather around the time frame. So, you know, there's a lot of information out on the web that you can look at, too.
And do we have to cross our fingers, because we always talk about 100-year storms, and this is the 100th year anniversary. Are we ripe for another one?
Oh,
we don't know.
Shush, Greg, shush. Yeah, let's not bring it on. I hope not. I hope we don't. We have hopefully better weather systems that won't be impacted as much as things were then. But, yeah, I'm anxious to see to hear from Rick how many, you know, how many more wrecks he thinks are there that haven't been found yet. You know, like if they think they've found everything, or if there's still things out there to be discovered. That'd be very interesting to hear.
Well, at least we're safe. I'm looking at the forecast. Saturday night, breezy, cloudy, low 36 to 40. So, whew. We won't get
go.
The reenactment.
There you
then.
Go. At least it won't happen Saturday.
Other things coming up for the Historical Society and that?
Yeah, actually, we've got a couple of classes this month, which is really kind of exciting. We're doing recipes this month in November. We have little classes that are held on Thursdays from 1 until 3. And so the one coming up this Thursday, tomorrow, on the 7th, is homemade ice cream. And it's $5 per session, and it's from 1 until 3 out at the History Center. And the History Center is, if you go on 53 north till you hit the marina, take a right on Port of Barks Road, and we're about a mile, maybe not even that, down on the right-hand side. And so it's 1 to 3 tomorrow, and that's the homemade ice cream. And then on the 14th, we're having sour cream cookies. And so you get to dessert, you get to take what you make home, and it's $5 per session, so if anybody is interested in going in and learning how to make some old traditional family recipes, we're having those this month. And then on the Silver Bell sale, which is December 7th, you know, that's town-wide, so that's everything in Port Austin. The Arts Guild will be over at the Welcome Center, and all kinds of sales and stuff going on downtown. That's 10 to 4 on December 7th, so we'll be open for that. And then the History Center will close on December 15th, so if you do want those Christmas gifts, you'll need to do your shopping before the 15th, because that's the last day that we're open. So it's Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 4, if you want to come in and just browse. Now's a great time, you know, when it's relatively quiet. We were really busy over the summer in the Welcome Center, and so now's a great time when it's quiet just to kind of go in and read some old newspapers or, you know, just kind of take a look at the artifacts and the different stories that are told. We had some of our college interns that worked with us to do you know, a display on the 1881 fires, you know, so it's a great time, you know, when it's kind of quiet and low-key, and to go in and just kind of read things and do some interesting learning.
Well, terrific. And again, the big show is coming up Saturday.
Correct. Saturday night at 7 at the Port Austin Community Playhouse, and that's on Railroad Street, right in a block off the main drag in Port Austin.
Well, this area has been hit by everything. We had the Great Fire.
Yep.
We had this storm, which probably sent, well, I'm sure Rick will mention how far the waves came inland, because
right.
If you got 30-footers out there, they're going to do a lot more than just, you know, make somebody's cottage a little damp.
That's right. I'm sure. I know that, if I remember right, I think there's a pier out at Point of Barks, at Point of Barks that was destroyed in the 1913 storm. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. But, yeah, it did. It did a lot of land, you know, damage to property along with the lives that were lost, too. So so I'm really looking forward to Rick's presentation to see what he has to say about it.
And not to mention losing these docks at a time, you know, right before the snows are going to fly and people are trying to get their last-minute supplies
right.
in, because during that time, there wasn't a lot of roads and stuff. A lot of it was shipping.
Yeah, it was very important to the economy, both of the Thumb and the state. So You know, that's where you did. I mean, you had the huge freighters that were going along, and for them to be, you know, shipwrecked when they're so big, it's just an amazing, you know, something hard to even think about, to 30-foot waves, you know, on the Great Lakes. So, so yeah, I'm anxious to hear. I think it'll be a good time, and I think we'll have a big crowd.
Well, thanks for taking a little time with us. It'll be the 100th anniversary to the day.
That's kind of exciting, yep.
The Great Storm of 1913 sent a lot of ships to the bottom of the Great Lakes, and a lot of them, a couple of them right around our Huron County shoreline in the Thumb area. And Rick Mixter will be there. He's done PBS shows. He was also, I think, on TV5 or so a while back, earlier
yeah,
in his
yeah,
career.
Yeah, he's had over 30 programs on PBS, and like I said, his Discovery Channel and History Channel stuff too. So he's pretty well known for what he does.
And he's going to be there free to the public. There is donations accepted because there are always costs for heat and everything else for that you're using there, but it helps. And they get a good overview of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Thanks for being with us, Patty. I hope you get a great turnout.
Thanks so much, Craig. Appreciate it.
Our guest today on the program has been Patty Finan. We've been talking about the Port Austin Playhouse location where the 100-year anniversary of the Great Lakes Storm 1913 will be presented Saturday, November 9th, 7 p.m. Rick Mixter has gotten all the facts and details around for the presentation. Come on out and have a good time, and be glad you weren't there. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.